Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to hour number two of this, the Frank Sontag Show. We are here every Friday evening from 7 until 9 p.m. Pacific, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We have a couple of lines open, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. We're going to take nothing but phone calls in this segment. What's on your mind? What would you like to share? Maybe respond to something you've heard tonight. Maybe there's something in the news you want to discuss or at least talk about. Last Friday night, we had a little fun. We talked about favorite movies. Let's talk to Brent in Los Angeles. Brent, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Before you say anything, I want to tell you something, Brent.
Uh-huh.
I watched St. Joan this week.
Oh.
Now, Brent called last week, talked about favorite movies. He suggested, I think it's 1957 Otto Preminger movie, St. Joan.
Mm-hmm.
And Brent calls in almost every week, probably every week, and I don't necessarily get to him every week sometimes, but something about the way you presented the movie, I thought, I'm going to go looking, and I found it and watched it, and I'm still not right.
Oh, isn't it amazing?
Yep.
You're going to have to see it several times.
Well, I know I missed some and am still processing some of what was shared, but my goodness, for a movie to be made in the 50s and still 70 years later, just hitting the core of the human condition and what this woman went through, it was just amazing. And I thank you for suggesting that movie. It was time well spent, no doubt about it.
I'm so glad. I'll call in with other movies as well. But that one is, you know, that even that George Bernard Shaw wrote it is astounding. I saw the hand of God in the movie. But I had some other things I wanted to respond to. First, I came in a little late when you were speaking about all the horrible things that apparently I found out later was Neil Oliver. I thought you were talking about California. So it really is stunning, you know, the way all over the world we're dealing with similar issues.
Yeah, even though we talked about the UK, it could be applied to the United States or even just California. It is definitely something that is going on all over the world, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. And also, I remember the most impactful rabbi I had was a rabbi, Noah Weinberg, many decades ago. And he would always speak about how to become a man with his students. And he would ask the question, what is the opposite of pain? And of course, everybody raised their hand. The opposite of pain is pleasure. And mm-hmm. he would scream, no, that's decadence.
That's right.
The opposite of pain is no pain, sleep, and then death. Mm. And he would yell, pleasure is purchased with pain. Mm. And the pleasure of accomplishment always requires pain. So that was one idea. And I always try to get aphorisms. I collect aphorisms.
Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're so impactful, and so you have in a little thumbnail so much about life. And I don't always know who said them, but one I thought I'd share is, truth sounds like hate to those who hate the truth.
Wow, that's a good one.
Winston Churchill said, you have enemies? Good. That means you stood for something.
That's right.
Sometime in your life.
That's right.
Let's see.
Throw one more, and then I'm going to get to some other calls, and I always appreciate when you call. I hope you know that.
Oh, thank you. Muhammad Ali said, it isn't the mountains ahead to climb that wear you down. It's the pebble in your shoe.
Wow. Some good stuff. Brent, thank you. Always good
thank
to hear
you.
From you. You're welcome.
See ya.
Speaking of quotes, now, I don't know if the attribution is legitimate, but oftentimes it is attributed to Mike Tyson. And I love the quote, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. That's so true. 800-222-KABC are the phone numbers. Raul in Highland Park. Raul, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Good evening.
Hi, Raul.
What a day, huh? This rain.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of my room, man. I couldn't go anywhere. I was stuck, and I don't have a car, you know? Say, Frank, I'm calling. I was going to discuss the illegal migration, but, you know, I wanted to speak. I just thought about something else. This business that's going on over at the Culver City High School where they're planning to eliminate honors classes, honors courses.
Which, by the way, I know nothing about, so I appreciate the information. Continue.
Yeah, you know, they just want to do away with them, and it sounds like communism to me. They say that these courses, I guess, are too challenging for Black and Latino students, so they want to keep everyone at a parity. You know, this nonsense, right? So they're working on doing this, but there's a lot of protesting by the parents because, you know, these kids are going to be bored taking classes that they already know this stuff. You know, I mean, why do they want to sit there and just rot? You know what I mean? This is ridiculous, but I'm reminded by a quote by Minister Malcolm X, Malik al-Shabazz, where he said, "There is no better than adversity. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time." You know, whatever became of that, you know, where, you know, you strive to be the best, you know. Here they're trying to keep you at one level. It reminds me, Frank, of, remember that this was a few years ago where they were giving trophies to the losers of baseball games and baseball tournaments? You know, that kind of nonsense where you're honoring people who are on the losing team to make them feel that they're included?
Yeah, everybody gets a trophy.
Right, you know, that's the kind of same thing that's going on here at Culver City High. I could see this expanding eventually. I mean, this state is just—it's a mess, man.
It's interesting, Raul. Thank you. There's a story also about a Cal State University that is criticized because they're telling students to report professors for what they call race-related stress. Your story about the high school reminded me a little bit of this, and I'll get to that story probably next segment. Raul, thank you. We do have a line open, 800-222-KABC. Nick is in Hollywood. Nick, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, hi, Frank. Yeah, you're going into the quotes tonight. Winston Churchill also had a quote, "Nothing is more exhilarating than being shot at without effect," basically being missed, right? Mm. So that happened to me in July. I was down doing some filming downtown L.A., rough neighborhood. Some guy's car was parked blocking, and I moved his mirror. That's all. You know, I got out and moved the mirror, but they had me on camera. Anyway, somebody rushed out, and I jumped in the car, and I was gone, and I heard the gunshot, and I thought they just shot in the air. But when I got home, I went to the back window. You know, you think it's like the movies, like the whole thing blows out, but
sure,
it's not.
Mm-mm.
It was one bullet hole. I couldn't find the slug in the back. It was an SUV, and I thought, oh, I called my buddy in the military. I said, well, the seats would have blocked it. He said, they would have gone right through you. And I found it in the dashboard in the right next to the GPS. It missed me by a few feet. So that being said, you know, I didn't – it wasn't like a near-death experience like you had on the motorcycle, but it was like, okay, God – You got something else for me to do here, okay?
Yeah, yes.
So I don't know what battles to fight. I'm 70. I'm in great health. I work out. I feel young. I love young people. But this, you know, I was watching this arrest, this body cam arrest of this guy that was out on parole that murdered these news people, and the 9-year-old and her mother was shot. She survived. He did a homicide, came back to the scene. I mean, it's insane. There was my favorite movie is No Country for Old Men.
Oh yeah, it's a good movie.
And the Texas Ranger said to Tommy Lee Jones, "Nothing explains your guy, Shakur."
Right.
Because he strolls right back into a crime scene and kills a army colonel. Nothing can explain that. How do you explain this? But when the guy was being arrested, he starts the, "I can't breathe, you're killing me."
Yep.
They're flipping the script on the cops. It's insane. And, you know, I don't know what battles to fight. I'm a man of faith. I practice Buddhist meditation, but I also got sober in 83. I have a higher power that I choose to call God.
Congratulations.
I read Sermon on the Mount. I believe in Jesus' teaching. I don't have any deity, but... you know, they cut down
20 70-year-old trees on Robertson Boulevard. I didn't even recognize the street. I thought I was on the wrong street. And I asked my doctor. He said, oh, somebody complained. Okay, somebody complained, and they did it without anybody being able to stop it? I mean, it's just this overreach of government, the identity politics. And all I can do is, you know, I'd love to go to your event tomorrow. I did a weekend in the 90s called the Sterling Men's Weekend. And
which I know well, by the way. I was in the New Age for 21 years. I know about the Sterling Men's Movement.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of John Bly. I did a workshop Robert with Bly. Him. And I did, you know, a lot of, you know, the inner child stuff with John Bradshaw. So, you know, I've done a lot of inner work. But right now, I think the battle that I have to wage is the one where I don't get jaded and angry. I don't like to watch too much news or listen too much to it. But I'm just trying to find.
Well, let me respond because we need to take a break.
Go ahead.
I don't know if it's possible, but if you can come tomorrow morning, bring it back up just for a second. If you do go tomorrow morning, I would love it if you come up to me and make yourself known to me. I don't know if you if you can, or you're just going to see what your schedule is. But if you can make the event, I think it will be life changing. If you can't, perfectly understood. It is free. I don't want anything from you. But at the very least, if you get on my mailing list and go to my website, franksontag.com, I'd love to talk to you more off the air. And I have one real weird question for you.
Go ahead.
I'm not in my New Age days. I wasn't a psychic. I don't have the gift of prophecy, but sometimes I kind of get senses. Have you spent any time in your life working with young men, young kids?
No, and there's a reason for that. But I do work with anybody that's younger than me, which is just about everybody in Alcoholics Anonymous who needs mentoring, right?
Yep. Well, I've
never done the big brother thing.
Yep. I'd love to talk with you more. I'm way late for a break. Would you just, you know, reach out to me, get on my mailing list. And again, if you can come tomorrow, make yourself known. But I see you as a mentor for sure. And I wouldn't hard sell the 70 thing. I'm 67 and the best is yet to come. A lot of years left. And it's just a matter of having the discernment to understand in a laser beam type way God's plan for your life. And I can give you some info on that just to consider or reject, whatever it is. I'm grateful for your call. I'm glad you missed that bullet or God redirected it or whatever happened. I'm glad you're alive and lots to live, lots to do in the time we have left, and God bless you. 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. I popped my head out a little while ago. It is raining here at the radio station. And you know, we've been being prepped with the storm of the century. People getting freaked out. And yet, in a matter of a few days or a little time, you are going to be hearing about we live in a drought state. Still the nonsense. That's all I'll say. We'll talk in future programs. We have in past talked about what I think is a ruse when it comes to this idea of the drought. Tens of millions of gallons of water, the rain, and it gets washed out to sea. No will to capture any of this stuff. I think the last reservoir we built was like in the 30s. And kind of as a non sequitur, you know, because the politicians, they're on it. I got my gas bill today, $369. But Governor Newsom is going to look into it. 800-222-KABC. By the way, do you own a home? If you own a home and you're 62 or older, maybe reverse mortgage is the way to go. You get a check in the mail each month. You can eliminate your mortgage payment for good. And my good friend Mark Gallagher from Park Place Funding has come on as a sponsor. And he would love the KBC family to know that you can call him or text him. He'll give you a free private consultation and tell you if you're in the market for doing something like this. No agenda, no sales pitch. He's a great guy. And his personal cell phone literally is 949-244-4433. 949-244-4433. And maybe for you as a homeowner, with times being kind of weird, inflation out of control, maybe this is the time to look into a reverse mortgage. Call Mark, text him, and if you want to find out more information, you can always go to parkplacefunding.com. 800-222-KABC are the numbers. We have pretty much a wide open board. Raul called in to talk about a local high school and some weird things going on there, trying to drop some of the honors programs. Listen to this. A California university is advising its students of color to report on their professors who cause what they call race-related stress, such as not being consistently called on in class. Now, look, I want to be sensitive here. There's more to the story, but in terms of not being called on in class, when I went to high school and college, I prayed, don't call on me. I don't have the answers. So talk about a leap of logic here. That advice, however, has drawn criticism from a number of campus reform programs. California State University Monterey Bay's Personal Growth and Counseling Center offers a list of recommendations on its website, telling students how they cope with racism and discrimination in order to, quote, maximize one's academic potential, end quote. It went on, quote, it is important to understand that you can experience race-related stress even if you were mistaken that a racist act occurred. Race-related stress reactions only require that a person believes that they were the target of racism, end quote. To deal with such stress, the website, under a subsection titled Become Involved in Social Action, oh, that should be the first red flag, advises students to document, quote, acts of racism or intolerance. Website goes on to say the following. Don't ignore or minimize your experiences and think broadly about what could be an act of racism. It doesn't have to be an overt act, like professor consistently not calling on you or minimizing your contributions, curriculum racially biased, etc. Talk to someone you trust and report it. Race-related stress can cause intense emotional reactions, such as anxiety, depression, paranoia, resentment, sadness, self-blame, and self-doubt, according to the website. Associated health concerns include heart disease, hypertension, and muscle tension. Quote, the psychological and physical effects can have a significant effect on your daily life. For example, if you feel isolated due to experiences of racism, you may be reluctant to interact with students from different racial or ethnic backgrounds or participate in campus activities such as student organizations, intramural sports, classroom discussions, and study groups. End quote. Aside from reporting on professors, the website recommends students build support networks and take on a political or activistic cause. Now, the other side of this story, Campus Reform is a watchdog that focuses on higher education. Daniel Boyer is a man of color and said the advice urging students to report on professors is part of broader issues of the far left's effort of injecting the woke agenda into college classrooms. Boyer said, quote, I believe when Francis Bellamy wrote One Nation Under God, Indivisible, we oftentimes overlook that word indivisible. We must stop dividing our nation and come together as one, end quote. Boyer, who earned his undergraduate degree at the University of Florida, is now a graduate student at Florida State University. He added that he has never felt discriminated against based on the color of his skin during his time in higher education. And said in closing, quote, and it just really makes me feel dehumanized when people can be able to tell on their professor for racism That really takes away the credibility for when things like that may really be happening, end quote. What a world we live in. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. If you're new to the broadcast, or maybe you've listened for the first time tonight, I would ask that you at least listen as best as you can for a couple of programs. You know, it's easy to size up, make the determination, come to your own conclusions on very little information. I stereotypically have many people judge me immediately because I tend to be a little bit outspoken. But I will tell you this, over 36 years of radio, I have met scores of people. We all started out, they didn't like me. In fact, I've got some emails here. I haven't given out the email address. One guy in particular just emailed me and said he's never heard of the program, thinks I'm pompous, can't stand me, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is the way it happens. And not all, maybe not even most, but there are stories of people that don't like me at first. We end up being, you know, very good friends through the radio program, and in some cases, outside of the radio program. And if you've not heard the program before, I absolutely love disagreement. My belief system has changed enormously over the years. Sometimes from somebody that challenged my belief system. But we live in a day and age where it seems like it's my way or the highway. Cancel culture is alive and well. And just to say it bluntly, there are some of us that are not deep thinkers. We don't think things through. We have opinions based on mostly emotion or feelings. And then if you're challenged, you usually go the way of character assassination and run. So please give the program a listen. Let me know what you think. Email address is frank@kmgministries.com. That comes directly to me here in the studio. And call the program if you'd like. 800-222-KABC. When we continue, we've got a couple of stories to get to. The WHO, they're trying to establish power to override international crises. It's a troubling story. And there's a story out of the NHL. Another team has said no to the whole embracement of pride in the LGBTQ community with the forcing of wearing, you know, pride gear. Another NHL team says no, and it's a very interesting story. We'll get to that and much more. 800-222-KABC are the phone numbers into the program. This is called the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. If you have, well, sadly been involved in a motorcycle crash or a car accident or other types of personal injuries, a new sponsor to the program is actually a friend of mine. Dan Johnson is with Berglund and Johnson Law Group. Now, if you watch TV at all, you'll see commercials, ads with lawyers talking about, well, they're going to do what they can for you, right? You may not know a lot of the ads are by actors or advertising companies that place ads for a number of lawyers, and you actually have no clue who's going to represent you. Berglund and Johnson is not that way. They're going to personally work on your case, fighting hard so you can receive all the compensation that the law allows. They've actually been fighting for those who have suffered life-changing injuries, and in the case, tragically, of death, because of wrongful acts. They've done this for over 40 years. And even if you already have an attorney, they would be glad to give you a free evaluation and a second opinion. Here's their number, 800, the number 4, and then if hurt. 1-800, the number 4, and the words if hurt. Berglund and Johnson. I'm so grateful for Dan Johnson and his son Steven and all the great work they do at Berglund and Johnson. 800-4-IF-HURT. And I thank them for being a new sponsor to this radio program. Do you watch the NHL? I do a little bit. I have a favorite team, but in all honesty, professional sports, and I don't really get along too much these days because so much is politicized. In a story largely buried by the mainstream media, a second NHL team has announced that it's ditching its pride gear for players. Less than 2 weeks after the New York Rangers sent shockwaves through the sports world for bagging their special rainbow warm-ups, another team, now the New York Islanders, have followed suit. The New York Post broke the story in advance of the Islanders' game a little more than 2 weeks ago. Quote, the Islanders will be the latest NHL team to avoid wearing rainbow warm-ups during their Pride night. Ethan Sears pointed out that the Islanders have an organization-wide policy against specialized uniforms. But unlike previous years when players were urged to use rainbow-themed equipment, the team scrapped even the option things like Pride tape. Quiet decision in deep blue New York was especially telling a year ago when Philadelphia Flyers player Ivan Provorov's public refusal to wear the team-mandated rainbow jerseys. Mandated. Does that word sound familiar? Provorov said, quote, my choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. That's all I'm going to say, end quote. The latest pushback may finally be sinking in at NHL headquarters, where Commissioner Gary Bettman has decidedly softened his rhetoric toward the league's nonconformists. When questions started swirling about the NHL's commitment to inclusion and the Provorov firestorm, Bettman's default was to reassure the sport's leftist partners by saying, quote, a handful of players don't define what we're doing as a whole, end quote. Now the commissioner is saying, you know what our values are. A month later, after the entire Rangers team had said no to Pride Night, Bettman's message, well, kind of changed. Quote, you know what our goals and our values and our intentions are across the league. We also have to respect some individual choice. Some people are more comfortable embracing themselves and causes than others, and part of being diverse and welcoming is understanding those differences, end quote. I love when they backtrack and they change the rhetoric up. Going from mandated, you have to. And when people stand up and say no thanks, if enough, or people of high profile say no way, you get things like the NHL commissioner buckling a little bit. The author of this piece in the Washington Stand is Suzanne Bowdy. She signs off with this interesting paragraph. It was a refreshingly balanced statement for the NHL, which has been suffocating fans with its toxic ideology for years. Maybe this is evidence that the players are finally being heard in the fog of political activism that's descended on sports. If so, then we could be on the verge of a seismic shift in how the leagues handle America's culture wars. Yeah, I won't wade into this one too deep, but, you know, the truth is, in fairness, there have been players over the years in professional sports that have chosen to use their standing to make some type of political statement. I mean, I think about Muhammad Ali way back in his day, or Jim Brown when he was with the Browns. I mean, there have been high-profile athletes that have made political statements. But it's one thing for individuals to take a stand. It's another thing for the league to say you have to go along with whatever it is. A few years ago, I got involved with the local LA Galaxy. I hosted a forum at a college where there were Christian athletes. One of the players from the Galaxy was there, Christian guy. And somehow the Galaxy, you know, they wanted me to get more involved. And long story short, they suggested that I do something for Pride Night. Like the Galaxy has Pride Night. And I just said, I'm not interested in being an MC for Pride Night. Well, why not? Don't you love all people? Yes, I do. Not interested in going to the stadium off the 405. I can't think of the name of it now. You know, the one that was built a number of years ago, and that's where they play a lot of soccer matches, or did then. And I just said, not interested. They pushed. Finally, they got the hint, but, you know, Pride Night is popular. And let me say this. Years ago, I took my son to Disneyland. I didn't know it. And evidently, it was Pride Day. And I'm a Christian. And I, you know, pretty much mind my own business when it comes to the way we live our lives. Doesn't mean I don't share the gospel and love, but mind my own business. My son, I think, was 6 or 7. We stayed for a while, but I mean, he saw probably 4 or 5 couples, men, making out all over the park. And my son had questions. And I'm like, I don't think my 6-year-old son needs to see that. But that was then. This is our culture now. It's being pushed on us everywhere, especially in professional sports. There's a player named Cole Beasley who played for the Bills. During the whole COVID thing, NFL was mandatory, you know, take the jab or else. Cole Beasley is a Christian. He said no, and he said he would step down. He would give up his salary. He was not going to take a shot, what he said was an experimental drug. And they ran him through the ringer. Other players as well. And you may have an opinion about professional sports and this day and age that we live in, where politics, I'll say something and I'll really get in trouble for it. But, you know, I'm going to say it anyway. I at one time loved sports. I was a competitive athlete in high school and a little college. Spent a lot of years of my life really sacrificing doing all that. Now, as a broadcaster, I've been fascinated by sports broadcasting. Chris Broussard is a good friend of mine. I love Chris, and I love watching programs, Colin Cowherd, etc. And then you turn on, you know, channels like ESPN, and there's always a woman on the panel. Or even in the NFL, women sideline reporters. Now we're seeing women as referees in the NFL and the NBA. What's my point? Am I saying I don't like that? No, it's just an observation. Because it's politically motivated. Here's a big leap of logic and we'll break. When it comes to the whole transgender issue, which is a different issue, and we see biological men falling all over themselves to identify as women and getting involved in things like track and field. I watched one this week. He was definitely a dude. He smoked the women. But here's the point. When was the last time you saw a woman that self-identified as a man jump into the row? It doesn't happen. Why is that? Maybe food for thought. 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. And it is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Our final segment. This show has come and gone. And we've got literally a few moments left in the broadcast. Let me say something. I got an email from listener Jeremy. And he says he agrees with me about my recent comments. I'm not sure what he means. He just says, I agree with you. Maybe it's an opportunity to expound a bit more. So here goes. Years ago, I was on a morning show in Southern California, very popular morning show. Some of you listen to Mark and Brian. I was kind of the third wheel. It was a comedy-based show, and they at times loved to give me like a bad time. So one particular morning, we were talking about sports. I coached college women's basketball. I coached college men's basketball. I played a little high school and college ball. So it somehow came up in the broadcast, and they asked me directly, Frank, what do you – I think there was a story about a woman that was going to play football in college on the men's team. And I just said, I'm not down with the idea. For a lot of reasons. And they, tongue-in-cheek, would give me a bad time and, oh, Frank, come on now. And I said a number of different thoughts, one in particular being, you cannot tell me that if you have a woman on a pro football team, they've got pro sports now that are mostly women, thank you. I don't have any problem with women playing football with the women and et cetera. But when you're talking about college, you can't tell me if there's a woman on a men's team that men that changes the game. Whether it's the impact of the hit or let's talk about locker rooms. I said on the air, I don't like the idea and I don't support the idea of women playing men's sports. And oh my goodness, the phones lit up. I was called every name in the book. This is probably 10 years ago. Things have changed a great deal since then. It's more tolerated now, more in our face, if you will. But I just, what is wrong with guys just having their own teams and women having their own teams? And why do we have to, you know, I don't want to go too far here. Went to a track meet the other day, high school. And the boys and the girls not only competed during the same track meet, but, you know, they've got the relays where some girls are on the boys. And I'm just like, man, either I'm old and crotchety, because when I ran track in high school, it was just boys, girls had their deal. Or there is, I'd say 90% is harmless, but the 10% I think that is dangerous is the way we're just kind of blending genders now. And somehow if you're not down with, you know, gay pride in the NHL, you're a bigot and you're intolerant. And or the USA women's soccer team, most of them are gay. I have no problem with that, but they sure have a problem with like straight white men. And this is the time we live in. Here's a radical thought, and I'll leave it at that. Why not just play for the sport? Leave the politics out of it. Just play for the love of the game. Sports were fun at one time. You go to a college game or a professional game. You know, you go to Dodger Stadium, get a Dodger dog, watch some baseball, kick back, have a good time, seven innings. It's kind of fun. But now, in professional sports, let alone the salaries and how much it costs you $8,000 to go to a basketball game. The average person can't even go anymore. And I don't want to sound like I'm just griping on the air. Let's just say I abstain. I don't care to watch. I don't care to get involved. Even sports broadcasting programs, to my knowledge, there's one NBA crew where it's all guys. It's Ernie Johnson and Shaq and Barkley and Kenny Smith. Love them. They're funny together. Everything else is they've got a woman on the panel. And most of them are pretty well-read, but you can't tell me that there are some they don't have a clue and they're just there because they're eye candy and that's just the culture that we live in. And if you want to hate me or judge me, so be it. But I just don't see anything wrong with all women and all guys. I have a men's ministry. Do you know 2 years ago we almost got sued from a women's organization because they said we were intolerant because we wouldn't allow women at the men's gathering? It's a true story. All right, let's take some calls. Marlena in Culver City, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KBC. Hello, Marlena.
Hi, my name is Marlena. Yes, I'm in Canyon Country. I was talking about that conversation you had about Culver City. I'm a dental hygienist, and I have patients. And one of my young boy patients, they did that in his school. And he said, we don't have grades anymore. I said, well, how do you like that? He said, I hate it. He says, it's just so hard. He says, because I don't know when I'm doing a good job or not. And sometimes when I'm tired, I just don't feel, why should I work any harder tonight? Because I'm going to get the same grade anyway. Where I used to stay up late to try to get my work done and to really get it down, and I had really good grades. And now, there's just no point. He says, I just hate it. He says, I just hate it. Now, this is a student.
Yeah, I wonder if he goes to like a specialty school or something. I don't want to plead ignorance here, but I find it hard to believe, like, we have high schools that don't give out grades anymore. And maybe it's true.
You know what?
I'm just maybe out of the loop.
I don't know if it was a high school. He was like around 12, 13, that age.
Got it.
So I don't know, but that's what he said.
Well, I think it's a point well taken, Marlena. Thank you. I mean, what's the incentive to try to get good grades if there's no grades? Why even study? Right? You get a test and don't answer any of the questions? What is it? Just keep move on. You know, I think about the sports analogy. Everybody gets a trophy. Oh, I despise that stuff. Years ago when my son was like 5 or 6, he played soccer in the elementary school. Everybody gets a trophy. They don't even keep score. And I'm like, how do we teach kids about adversity? I played ball in high school the 1 year. I don't think we won a game. It was awful. It was horrible. But you know what? It got us ticked off enough to where in the offseason and the next year, we kind of got after business. But if you're soft and coddled and, oh, it's actually the culture we live in. I'll leave on this note. Tomorrow morning here in Los Angeles, we have an event for men only. It is free. You can go to franksontag.com for all the information. We have some incredible speakers. We feed you breakfast and lunch. We try to encourage you to be a man and have incredible testimonies. And it's going to be a powerful, life-changing day. If you would like to watch online, I actually don't know if you still can do that. We had a timeline to provide the link. I just got a text from somebody saying, what's the link? I don't know the ins and outs, but go to franksontag.com for all the information. And part of the idea of live streaming for the first time, we've had a lot of women that have wanted to come to the event. Well, you can actually watch it online too. But I hope and pray if you have signed up, or if you're listening to the broadcast tonight and you want to come tomorrow, chances are it's going to be raining. Take an extra bit of time. It's going to be okay. The media will convince you the world is ending. It's not going to end. And we will meet in a building. It's warm. We're not going to get rained on. It's not outside. And your life just may indeed change forever by just stepping out and coming tomorrow morning. For information, go to franksontag.com. I thank you for listening to the program tonight. If you missed any of this program or any past programs, you can find the entire broadcast under our podcast section at franksontag.com. Have a good night. Stay dry. God bless you. And this is the Frank Sontag Show, 790 KABC.